Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to a Friday edition of Stokely and Josh. You did it. You made it all the way through the work week, and the weekend is here. We have a ton to get into today. Brandon Stokely, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Beautiful day, great weekend. Looking forward to it. Ready to rock and roll today. Not really a great action for us yesterday here in Denver with a couple of our teams. So that was a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, it was.
Certainly when you looked at the Rockies and like that beatdown.
Yep.
The Avs losing in the shootout. Little bit disappointing there. Good game overall. Mm-hmm. A competitive game against a really good team, obviously, and just came out on the short end of the stick there. But I think overall, just looking forward to the game tonight.
Yeah, big one for the Nugs.
That's a big one, mm-hmm. Seeing how they respond after that loss to the Suns, and looking forward to a good weekend. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Fired up. Kind of disappointing last night. Hey, thanks to the Pios, right? Thank goodness the Pios got a win, or we'd be 0-for here in the Mile High City on a Thursday. But Denver Pioneers got it done. They move on. We'll touch on a bit of that. I'm doing good. You know why?
Why?
I'm going to be at the Taco Bell Cantina on the Las Vegas Strip in about like 10 hours.
Oh, the who?
The Taco Bell Cantina.
What's
a special version of Taco Bell.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right there on the Strip.
On the Strip.
Yeah.
And that's like, if you go to Vegas, you got to go.
It's first stop.
Don't you have a tattoo of like?
Yeah, I'm going to show it to them and see if I get free stuff.
There you go. Perfect.
Well, I don't know if I can show it to them. I might.
Oh, is it?
Location wise.
Oh, yeah. I don't want you to get arrested. Yeah. So just pay for your dang tacos.
Not first night, right? Maybe the third night.
Yeah, just pay for them. You'll be better off.
So I'm feeling good about that.
Oh, there you go. That's fun. I'm a little bit jealous about that.
Yeah, I'm fired up, man. So ready to go. Get out there and check out some games and have some fun for a weekend.
Get some cash.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to be stuck in a casino because it's going to rain all weekend. So darn it. You know?
Oh, man. I feel so bad for you.
No, how are we going to survive? But let's jump into that Avs one, man. We'll get to the Rockies for sure because holy cow. But the Avalanche, that was a heck of a game between two top contenders for Stanley's Cup, Lord Stanley's Cup this year. And it came down to a shootout where the New York Rangers have the second best goalie in the entire world. And that was the difference. The Avalanche couldn't put one past their netminder while the Rangers got a couple of by Alexander Georgiev. But it was a heck of a game. Unfortunately, you come up short, and the loss is a big deal today, but a lot of folks are also talking about McKinnon's point streak coming to an end. And you know what a lot of folks are doing that I don't like?
Uh-oh.
They're like campaigning. They're reaching. They're begging for the NHL to make a change and keep that point streak alive. And Stoke, I don't like that.
Yeah.
You're kind of begging for it, and it takes away what it actually is to me.
I'm with you. It's like, all right, we saw what happened there,
yeah.
Right? I mean, the shot happened on net, and it got deflected, and it was out in front, and their own guy knocked it in.
Yeah, off of his stick, Lindgren's stick.
So, you know, the goal just goes to Taves there.
He's the last Avs to touch it.
Exactly. And no assist. So that's just kind of what it is. Like, what are we doing? Are we trying to, like, you want to earn these things, right?
Right.
You want to earn them, and it's like we don't want it to be given to us. That was the official scoring of that play, and it is what it is. Let's just move on. We got bigger fish to fry. And that's not on McKinnon.
No.
You know, that's the team. But, that's their guy. So I understand why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But at the same time, I'm with you. It's kind of like, all right, let's just go out there and earn the darn thing.
Yeah.
And not have to beg for it.
Right.
That doesn't seem right.
Like if they gave it to McKinnon today, would everybody be like, oh, but point streak's alive. It's the greatest thing we've seen. I wouldn't feel that way.
No. I wouldn't either. Honestly, I'm kind of over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm ready.
You've kind of been over it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I am. Like, what? Wait, what is this streak we got going? A home second period goal or assist and fit? I mean, like, all right. Yeah. I'm so far removed from any awards or not awards, but any like records that are going on that are kind of like, well, this is just at home or just on the road, like secondary stuff. To me, that's secondary records and achievements. It's like, whatever. We're trying too hard there. Let's go win a damn cup.
Yeah.
Right? We got, what, I don't know, less than 10 left or something like that?
I think 9 now last night.
So I'm like, I just want to see a run in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, last year was a bummer. The first round exit to the Kraken. And, you know, the year before was so much fun. So let's go do that again. Got a really good hockey team. And I could care less about that point streak, home point streak. But overall, you know, they got out early and then they clawed back and tied it up and, you know, went to overtime and just couldn't find a way to win. At least, well, we got a point there.
Yep, that's right.
And, you know, you take something out of it at least. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, you know, they had the game against, who'd we play? The Canadians.
Canadians, and you lost that one, so two in a row, yeah.
And you felt like you should have dominated that game. But I'm still good. Val didn't play. It's like, okay, what I did like was Georgie hung in there. Went toe-to-toe with his former teammate.
He sure did.
Went toe-to-toe.
Until the shootout.
Until the shootout.
Yeah.
But, you know, he stood up. He stood up and had a good game and just didn't score enough.
I thought that this might happen, but we've already touched a couple hockey guys out there that are upset.
Oh, yes. On a Friday. Let's go.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's go. Bring it, hockey guy. We're ready for you.
It's not even 10-10 yet, but we're ready to go.
Yes.
Also from a 970 texter.
Okay,
so this
makes sense.
Josh is wrong. That's an assist for McKinnon. Miko is the reason Lindgren Sticks moved that direction. It's obvious you two Hardy Boys, oh, they're putting you in here, don't know anything about physics.
Yes. Now we're bringing physics into it.
That's a CU physics, CSU physics major,
wow.
I'm assuming there.
I absolutely love it. Shout out to whoever that is. You got me going on a Friday.
Call us
I
the Hardy
love
Boys?
It. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I think that's because that's what... Dumb and Dumber used to call Zach and I.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the guys before us. There.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe that's what it was. So I think he's taking that from
that's good.
From them, but he might not be.
That's good.
No, that's really good. On a Friday, let's go, man.
I love
it. Bring it. Hockey guy, bring it. Like, hey, I always assume, like, you know, you look at, like, golfers, and, like, they're supposed to be, you know, we play by the rules and a sportsmanship.
Right.
And
you police yourselves.
Right. And hockey's the same thing. It's like, we're going to earn that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got integrity, and we play by the rules. And, you know, McCarr even told him, like, that one time, like, no, I didn't. That's not a penalty on him.
Right.
Like, it's like, who does that? You know, but that's what you do in hockey. There's a protocol there, right? And so I don't know. I don't know about it anymore with this hockey guy begging for an assist here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't you want to earn it?
I thought hockey guy would want to earn it.
You know what it seems like, all these texts and all the social media stuff I saw last night? It like, those that are campaigning for this is going to be mean, man. Should I do this already?
Yeah, you should. Definitely.
I feel like you guys are JV fans.
Wow. JV fans.
Yeah, that's junior varsity stuff. Campaigning for point streaks to continue.
And we're bigger than that.
We're
here.
Way bigger. We're about Stanley Cups, baby.
Right.
Not
like
point
McKinnon
streaks.
Doesn't need that. Guess what, folks? He's got the heart coming to him.
That's exactly right, Stoke.
So it's all good. I guarantee you, like, that's a nice thing to have. But at the same time, he's like, okay, let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But I like that. All right.
We're
off to a great start.
Haymakers
flying early.
Hockey fan, let us know how you feeling today. Oh, they're a CSU mechanical engineer is the texter.
Smart guy.
And I'm a sports purist.
There we go.
Not just hockey guy.
All right.
Self-proclaimed here.
I love this guy.
Randy's feeling it today.
Yes.
I like this a lot. All right, we're already off and rolling. Keep the text coming in. How mad are you? There's also a goal that wasn't called off, hitting a player in the glove, which can't make hand pass even if it's not intentional. We're going to get into that as well. But let's go to Arizona and talk about what in the heck went down with the Colorado Rockies. The third, the Diamondbacks just scored again. We're going to get into the beatdown that was Arizona and Colorado last night next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
Go. go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck 'cause that's your birthday.
Right. There we go.
That's gonna be your song
tonight.
This weekend.
Yeah. I am fired up to go, man. You know,
going to Vegas.
Kelsey's actually never been to Vegas. Like, we went to Vegas once. It was her first time, and we were there for a concert series. So we watched several concerts or shows, but she's never done, like, the Vegas.
There you go. All right.
So we're getting after it tonight.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Real quick, before we jump into the Rockies, our hockey guy is texting back in. He did say Mike and Mark taught me Hardy Boys, but now that's you two, he says,
okay,
to us.
All right, you took over for Zach. All right, respect.
And he says, this actually, I like the texter for giving us some hard times anyway. That's what it's supposed to be about, guys. Let's bust some chops a little bit. It's fun. Said I met Josh at Game 5 Nuggets last year in Section 364 when he was the in-game host. So I'm not just a hockey guy. And I like the people up in 364, the 300s.
Yeah.
Those are my people up there now.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the real ones.
Me and this guy might be. Maybe we have to fight each other. But after that, we might be best friends.
Yeah, y'all be best buds.
That's right.
Absolutely. I love it.
So keep the text coming in. 303-713-1043. RamosLaw.com text line. All right, Stoke. Let's go to Arizona. For me, it was all about basketball and hockey last night, and then I would go and check in on the Colorado Rockies. In fact, that's kind of what I was doing. First, I found out it is available for me on television.
Okay, so all
so
right,
we,
good,
we
good.
Got the answers.
Okay, so you don't have to shell out the extra hundo.
Basically, what Drew explained to me, and this is my fault, I guess I'm not good at reading, so sorry, but if you're a cord cutter and you have nothing, then you could pay the $99.99 to watch the Rockies for a year, download the app on your smart TV, and that's how you can consume the Rockies. But if you have Xfinity, if you have DirecTV Stream, you are getting Rockies games for your regular monthly payment to that.
Okay, cool. So I'll have it.
You'll have it.
Yeah, I'll have it. All right, cool. Then I'll partake and watch a little bit.
So I guess I got a text and call us idiots yesterday. You were right.
Right, yeah. Not us, you.
Well, I wanted to put you in
there. No. I'm going to let you stand alone on this one. The lone idiot was you.
That's fair.
But no, it's good to know.
It's good to know
what's going down and how it looks, because it was a lot of gray area there. All of a sudden, you know, what did you say, 12:30 in the morning, you get a release about what's going to be happening, so there's a lot of people that were left out and didn't know exactly what it was, and now we kind of do. So that's good to know, though, that I can watch Rockies if I want to watch Rockies.
If you want to.
And I don't have to pay more money, because I wasn't going to pay more money. And then after last night, I certainly wasn't going to pay more money to watch that team. What an embarrassment. Absolute embarrassment that was. The most runs in an inning on opening day for any team the Rockies gave up since 1900.
Holy.
We don't even know what's going on in 1900, dude. 14 runs they gave up in the third inning. That was the most in an inning on opening day for any teams forever. I'm just going to go forever. I don't care what happened in 1900. Mm-hmm. That's absolute embarrassment is what it was.
Yes,
now,
it is.
You know, we had low expectations and this and that, and it's like, okay. But to get beat down like that and to have that type of third inning, you give up 14 runs? Man, that's the nonsense I would see out there when my son was playing 7-8-year-old baseball, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that stuff doesn't happen in the major leagues. That would be like an NFL team giving up 70 points in a game.
That's right.
That stuff just doesn't happen, right?
It's few and far between.
Except here.
Except here.
Goodness gracious. What are we doing, folks?
Think about that. What was that, week 3 of the NFL season when they got slaughtered in South Beach?
I don't remember.
Before, whatever it was. And here we are, game 1. And you're absolutely right, Stokes. So like I said, I'm watching basketball. I'm doing hockey. Baseball's always going to be the lowest on my totem pole. But you're going to check in. You're going to see what's going on. It was opening day. There's a little bit of excitement around that. So I go to the channel, and it's 2-1. I'm like, oh, okay, Kyle's all right. They're in this ball game. The Diamondbacks won the World Series last year. Let's see how competitive they can be. Let me go back to the hockey and basketball. Come back after that, 3-1. Okay, this ain't terrible, right? Come back again, 5-1, bottom of the third, no outs. I'm like, oh, okay, they're in a bit of a jam, but see if they can get out of this third inning and only trail by 4 runs. And go back to basketball. Go back to hockey. Check back in on one of the commercial breaks. 13-1.
They
got one out. They'd got one out. They were still in the bottom of the third inning. 10 minutes of real time had actually passed, and they'd got one out and given up an additional 7 runs in that time. Kyle Freeland just got absolutely dominated and destroyed. It was, I mean, you're right, Stoke. It was as embarrassing as 70-20 with what the Denver Broncos did. Because usually the Colorado Rockies are this little engine that can't, right? And the whole world ignores them, including media outlets in their own freaking market. But last night you couldn't. They were the laughingstock of the entire baseball world. That was what sports people were talking about last night with Sweet 16 games going on, whole bunch of stuff that matters in the NBA and the NHL, but the sports world was focused on this baseball team embarrassing the heck out of themselves again and it being in game one of 162.
Who would have thought that? You know, with everything that was going on in the sports world, that the Rockies would be in the conversation as one of the biggest storylines of the night. But they were. 18 hitters batted in the third inning.
18 hitters.
18 Woo. Guys went up to a bat in the third inning. Not in the first five, just in that one inning, the third inning, where they scored the 14 runs. 18 hitters.
They went to the lineup went to twice. The plate.
Pretty much, close.
Dude.
No, they did. They You're did. Right. Yeah. That's nine times two. Yeah.
Yeah. Good job right. on the math there, Mark.
It took me a second, but at least I corrected myself.
Yeah, you did.
Mark fights it, and he'll argue it. He'll argue it with you. Like, at least I corrected myself there. I pat myself on the back. I took that L. Yeah. Yes. They went through the lineup twice. Who does that? That's no one does that. And I got to say it. You know, Jokic didn't do it for us two nights ago. Hopefully he does it tonight, right? Hopefully he gets that triple-double
That's right.
for us. He was one rebound short. We'll be firing tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Kyle Freeland got a triple-double.
Oh, all right, Kyle.
Kyle Freeland got a triple-double.
Let's go.
Messed around and got that triple-double. 10 hits, 10 runs, 10 earned runs. There you go, triple-double Kyle Freeland. 38.57 ERA. Holy cow. That's a triple-double. He
You're
got
right.
it.
Good call.
He got it.
I didn't even realize.
For you, bud.
Yeah. Knocked it out of the park there. Holy, I mean, just an absolute embarrassment. I mean, it's opening day. Like, if this happens in game 15,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like, all right, we knew they were going to be bad. But this is how you start the season? This is it?
Yeah.
I mean, this is, like, historically bad. First game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, wow. I mean, it's comical. All you can do is laugh. That's all you can do. Hopefully they can bounce back, you know. What they say, it's just one loss.
That's right.
It, right? It's just one loss. It's a historic loss, but it's just one.
Yeah.
They all count the same.
Just one. That's exactly right.
So we'll
right.
see what they look like today. What time they jump start this thing today?
I have no idea. Or to be honest, I have no idea.
Right, and we don't care.
And I don't really
I don't
care,
even know why I asked. I just kind of want to see if they, you know, give up 15 today in an inning.
Yeah. Seven is what I'm going to guess is what's going down tonight. Here's another fun question about the Rockies. You answer, and baseball fans out there answer at 303-713-1043. They're 0-1. Three more with the Diamondbacks this weekend. Are they ever a 500 baseball team again in this season?
Oh, wow. That's a good question.
You know, they lose tonight, you're 0-2, and you're really behind the eight ball with what this roster
right,
is.
Then like, it's over.
Yeah, you don't win tonight. I don't know that they're ever 500 again. And it's March 29th.
Yeah. I mean, how could you feel confident saying that? That would be my response. If you said, yeah, oh, no, I think they'll get back to 500. This is the game. This is it. If you lose this, it's no.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chance. You're two back.
Yeah.
You think they're going to win two in a row coming up? I mean, who do they got? They got the Diamondbacks. Who do they got after that?
I'm not sure.
Me either. And we don't care.
Chicago,
but probably,
is it the Cubs? I think they might go to the Cubs.
They're probably not going to win two in a row, you know? And that's if they don't get swept.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to win. If they want to do that and avoid that, then they got to win today or tonight, whenever that is.
Yeah, it is tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. It is a four-gamer to open up, but it is bad right now.
So they got a four-gamer.
Four-gamer to open up.
Yeah, 7:40 tonight it kicks off. So just I know everybody was on the edge of their seat driving and just couldn't wait to get that info, so I wanted to give it to them.
Nothing screams a Friday night like Rockies and Diamondbacks baseball.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great Friday night. You know, the weather's going to be awful. You might as well just spend it inside watching the Rockies and Diamondbacks for 3 hours.
So what are you thinking? Did you give them any of your time? And if you did, will you stop doing that after that third inning last night?
Again, that's the question.
Like, are people done?
Yeah, right. I think that's the question. Like, okay, how big of a fan are you of the Rockies? And if you're a Friends fan, are you just now like, all right, I'm not doing it.
I mean, we did the little poll yesterday about would you pay for it, and the answers of yes were because of kids or family. Again, does that change it now? You want to sit down and watch that with little Johnny or little Susie, giving up 14 runs in an inning? Let us know, 303-713-1043. All right, when we get back, let's talk a little bit about these Broncos. So they added Josh Reynolds this week. We've talked about that. We still don't know guaranteed money, which I'm very interested in. But I want to have a conversation about what they do here in these final 4 weeks up to the draft. Are they done adding? They do have a little bit of money to spend. We'll kick that around next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, going to talk a little bit about these Broncos, and I was thinking yesterday about Josh Reynolds and the addition there of the wide receiver. He comes over from Detroit on a 2-year deal, could be up to $14 million. I looked last night. I haven't looked quite yet this morning, but still don't know what the guaranteed number is there. You have any guess on what that's going to look like? Up to $14 million is what's been reported, but what do you think this guarantee looks like?
I would say 5 to 7.
Okay.
Maybe 5 to 8. Somewhere in that ballpark. It says up to, so that means like that's probably incentive. So it might be a 2-year 12. 2-year, 12 and a half, which, okay, usually you do about half of it guaranteed. So 6 or 7 guaranteed, right around there, maybe a little bit less, maybe 5. So right, I would say right in that type of ballpark. And you have like in-game bonuses, if you dress out, sure, and those types of things to get it up to $14 million if you hit those incentives or maybe catches, playing time, those types of things. But probably without the incentives, maybe a 2-year 13, 2-year 12,
okay,
type of deal with about half of it guaranteed is the way I look at it.
So if that's the half, like, hey, it's a 1-year deal with guaranteed money, you might have to eat a couple million dollars on a cap hit if he's not on the roster in 25, but nothing's going to hold you back or,
yeah,
tie you down.
Yeah. And we'll, once we get more of the information, we'll know for sure. But yeah, usually that's what it is. It's like, okay, it's really a 1-year, 6 or 7 million dollar deal. And then it's a team option for the second year.
Mm-hmm.
If he plays well, we'll keep him. If not, then you just move on from him and you'll take a little bit of a dead cap hit. But you won't have any more guaranteed money on the contract.
Yeah.
That's the way these things usually look.
So with that in mind, I started to think, because yesterday was the 1 month until the NFL draft, the first round of the NFL draft. And I looked at their salary cap. They got about $20 million, a little bit over $20 million. You got to save, about $10 million for the rookie class that you're going to draft. So there's a little bit of money to play with right there. And I wondered, will they do anything in this final month? Will they address more depth on the defensive line, on the offensive line, try to add a tight end in free agency, although there aren't many great names out there? Or is the only play what you've been talking about and making the trade for Zach Wilson? But I also wondered if is that a draft night thing? Is that a pre-draft thing, a post-draft thing? What does this next 4 weeks look like as far as building the Broncos roster, or are they done for now?
Well, I think you might see 1 or 2 smaller additions here where you're getting good deals now.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe add some depth to certain spots. So once you head into the draft, guess what? You're free now. It's like, oh, we don't have to take this position. We feel like we got good depth there. You take best player available. So I don't think you'll see a lot of action here for the Denver Broncos. I think they'll be patient. And, when you look at a situation where, okay, trading for a guy, if this is what they plan on doing, when do you do it? If you're trading for a guy like Zach Wilson from the Jets, do you wait to draft day to make that move? Do you wait till after the draft to see who you are able to draft?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure what the order of operations would be in that situation. If you would like to do it before and just get it done.
Yeah.
And then, if you draft a young quarterback, you draft a young quarterback. Okay, whatever. Or if you want to wait and say, all right, we moved up and drafted J.J. McCarthy, and now we have Stidham. All right, we really don't need Zach Wilson. Why are we going to have him? Because it's just a waste of space here. Mm-hmm. He's not going to get a ton of reps. We still like Stidham. We want to see him try to develop, and he might be the starter for a couple weeks before McCarthy or whoever,
right,
our young quarterback, gets up to speed. So you could have a scenario like that. I don't know how they view this thing for the Denver Broncos. And then, you know, hey, well, we didn't get any of those quarterbacks we liked. We took Brock Bowers, or we moved back. We got Spencer Rattler or Michael Pratt in the third or fourth round. Well, okay, yeah. Now we really do want Zach Wilson and add him to the quarterback room. So I think it depends on their circumstances if they want to add a Zach Wilson and when they add him. I would think it would be more of a draft day after draft type of situation to add him, because you add him now and all of a sudden, now you tell me if you think I'm wrong here. Now you add him now. Okay, so you trade for him today. Give up a fifth or sixth round pick. And the Jets eat, you know, I think he's making five or six this year. So the Jets eat $4 million. You're paying him $2 million, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, you know, we really like his potential, et cetera, et cetera. Then the draft comes and you move up and take McCarthy, and then Zach Wilson's like, I don't want to go there now,
right?
You know, I was hoping for a fresh start and a chance to compete. I know I'm not going to have really a chance to compete against a number four overall pick. I don't even want to go there now. And then now, so he's not invested in your team. And I think that would be just, you just don't want, like, do you really care? No, do you want to play football or not? Do you want to make, you know, your money or not?
Right.
But at the same time, you don't want a second or third string quarterback having a bad attitude. So you follow me on that?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to go too far for the example of Zach Wilson. Remember last year, there was the reports of Salah asking him to play, and the rumor was he said, bleep yourself.
Yeah.
So you don't want that around, and especially a young guy that... The Broncos have just flipped this culture from awful to okay and trying to become better on that side of it. So, yeah, you're probably right about that. What about, I was just thinking about this as you were talking, you don't find the quarterback in round one, and it is Brock Bowers or a trade back. Maybe that's something you see a Thursday night or a Friday morning before things get going, like the Broncos went and got Zach Wilson because they had missed, and now your options are, you know, Penix Jr. if you're trying to get back into that second round, or Rattler and Pratt that we've talked about that are like, I mean, I'm talking fourth, fifth round, sixth round for maybe some of those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's when you all of a sudden, so that's why I think talking this thing through, it might not, look, I say Zach Wilson, but, you know, that's just kind of my thought there. It could be anybody, you know, it could be your guy, Tyron Ranahill,
right?
It could be like trying to pick him up and paying him minimum, or because I don't think he signed anywhere,
no,
right?
No, he's fishing somewhere right now.
He's fishing, yes. So it could be any of these guys. It doesn't have to necessarily be a trade for Zach Wilson. It could be just adding some more depth to the quarterback room. It just makes more sense if you just wait, see how the draft plays out, and then you adjust from there and either go, you know, sign a guy, or, you know what, we don't need to sign a guy. We're good.
Yeah.
We got DiNucci, we got Stidham, and we got, you know, Bo Nix. So we're good here. Our quarterback room, we don't really want to add to it with anyone else. So I think in those situations right now, it's probably best to be patient.
Okay.
When it comes to looking for another quarterback, that means probably, you know, about 4 o'clock, you'll probably hear that they traded for Zach Wilson.
It is Friday, right? This is when they do their stuff.
Yeah. So there you go.
Friday afternoon. You know, can I ask you kind of maybe a dumb question here?
Well, I mean, that's the norm.
Oh, you for the course,
so, yeah,
right?
So,
I used to have a segment. I used to have a segment that was just about dumb questions. And it was pretty fun.
Oh,
we might have to bring that back at some point. Like right now, Tyron Ranahill, Justin Simmons, the guy we were just talking about off air a little bit. The guys that don't have a job, like, what do you do? Do you dust up your resume? Do you call your friends about getting a job somewhere? Like, what do you do?
Just chill and have fun, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Work out.
Hope for the best.
Yeah, you're just working out. Well, because right now it's still the off season.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's not like the Broncos aren't at the facility training. So, you know, you'll stay in shape if you want and just kind of, so, dude, this is the best time to be an NFL player.
It is.
The off season.
Oh.
The off season.
Spend that money you just earned.
Yeah.
Okay.
And guess what? You go, you know, especially this time, there is no structure.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on vacation. You're in Cabo. You know, you're doing whatever you want to do. It's like you got two and a half, three months now between the end of the season and when you first start to go back to the facility to start working out for the next year. You do whatever you want. So golf, hang out,
yeah.
You know, that's the schedule. And then even when you start back up the offseason program, and they pushed this back a lot later than what it used to be. These guys got a long layoff now, which is nice. Then it's still, you go to the facility, you're there 3-4 hours, you know, at the most. 7 to 8 to 10, 8 to 12, you know, type of situation. And then it's like, all right, boys, let's go to the golf course.
Golf, yeah.
You know, let's go do this. Let's all do, right. So it's the offseason is the best part about being an NFL player.
I was just thinking, like, Tannehill specifically, like, he might not get a job. So I'm sure he has enough money, and I hope he does, to be fine for the rest of his life. But, you know, like, the wife's looking at you, and it's 10 a.m., and you're just rolling out of bed, and like, so what are you doing today?
Yeah.
And you're like, I want to work out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of it.
Yeah, it's a trick because you're not used to it. You're used to structure. You're used to, like, someone telling you, okay, this is our schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden you don't have that team doing that for you. And then most guys want to keep playing. A guy like Ryan Tannehill sounds like he wants to keep playing, so you got to work out. You know, so usually you wake up and work out, and then you just kind of like, whatever.
Just
play dad, go pick up the kid from school, go.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, do whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do.
I got to be an NFL player.
I know. Keep working hard.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I think in the next couple of years you might break through.
I always tell people, in my next life, I'm going to be the hardest working son of a you-know-what out there, man.
Yeah.
Because
it
didn't really work out this time around.
No, you know? Look, you're stuck with me.
Right. I'm sitting here looking at you, Drew, and Ty.
Yeah.
On a Friday. What's going on here? The Rockies just gave up 13 runs.
Bottom of the picks there.
That's right. All right, we'll take a timeout. I want to get into what we watched last night. Whole bunch of hoops going down. We have 4 of the Elite Eight have punched their tickets. We'll reset it and look ahead at tonight. I might have a pizza bet for you, too.
Oh.
I think I got something for
you. Okay. All right. I like it.
I'll share what it is next.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, the first round of the Sweet 16 went down last night. We had 4 games. Started at just after 5 o'clock. Sure hope you got that second chance bracket done at our website before those games tipped off. You had to have it in before 5:09. And Stoke, we saw the first 1 seed get eliminated with North Carolina. And then we saw another 1 seed absolutely dominate again. Let's start with North Carolina there. Alabama, you were in a good spot because you said you got sports hate in your heart for both of those teams.
Yeah.
And someone had to lose, and it was the Tar Heels.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it watching the game. I'm like, well, who do I want to win this thing? And it was hard. I was kind of going back and forth. I was like, okay, I can't stand Alabama's coach. I like to give him a little smack on the head, right? Can't absolutely stand the guy. And so I definitely want to see them lose. I don't really care about Hubert Davis at all. Like, whatever, Hubert. I just hate North Carolina, and they're so arrogant and cocky, especially that team.
Yeah.
And
must
so
be a Carolina college basketball team thing. I don't know.
Yeah, the North Carolina.
Oh.
Tar Heel thing.
Oh, okay.
It's just a Tar Heel thing. Like, you go to Chapel Hill, and that's just what you become.
It's not like that down the road, right?
No, not in that great place over there at Cameron Indoor. definitely not. So, I came to the conclusion, Josh, towards the end of the game, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes left to go in the game, that I was going to be pulling for Alabama.
Okay.
Okay? Because, this was my reasoning.
All right.
Why? I think that Alabama has a better chance of losing moving forward than maybe North Carolina.
Okay.
I think North Carolina had a better chance of winning it all, right? Mm. Which I definitely didn't want to see. And so that was my rationale there. So it was a positive night for me. Now we just need Alabama to lose moving forward to just for everything to come full circle there and for it to be a win-win. But I love seeing North Carolina lose, and especially that team. They brought guys back. They had a really good team too, and they always seemed to falter late. And that was fun to see.
So you know what? I'm actually really appreciating what you just said there, because you're telling me you're happy that a team lost. And now you're not as upset because now this other team is going to lose and it's going to hurt them even more.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, Stoke.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
Yeah, that felt good. that felt good.
Yeah.
But that was a good game.
It was.
It looked like North Carolina was going to run away with it. Give Alabama credit. You know, they battled and made some plays down the stretch. They had that big Slim in there doing his thing and making some plays for him late. And that's what it comes down to. When you got some heavyweights going at it and two good teams going at it, you know, who makes the plays late?
Yeah.
And Alabama did. North Carolina didn't. Alabama advances. How about them Tigers?
Clemson Tigers getting it done as well.
I told you, man, I love that team.
Yeah, you were
yesterday.
On that. You were.
When I saw them, and I told you, I didn't see a lot of them this year. I didn't watch it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw them against Baylor, that team's real.
Yeah, they are.
They are real, and they came to play against Arizona, and they're a fun team to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I was pulling for Clemson in that one, and that was another little upset there.
Yeah. I mean, how about the way the game ended with Clemson with – multiple three-point plays from a brother combo, too. Senior brother, what's the kid's last name? Dylan Hunter and then Chase Hunter both getting it done there. The terrible defense on that inbound play from Arizona, which sealed the deal for that game.
You give credit to the coach there.
For drawing it up, heck yeah.
He called timeout, 9 seconds on the shot clock, and dialed it up for an underneath-the-basket inbound play. Guy wide open, slam dunk, pretty much game over. So that goes to coaching right there.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, they were in the motion of their offense. He called a timeout and dialed that thing up. You give credit to that coach and the team for going out there executing it again.
Yeah.
At the end of the game, do you make these plays or do you not?
Right.
And so credit them, Clemson.
First Elite Eight appearance for Clemson since 1980 and just their second overall.
So, I was living in Clemson
cool,
then.
Right? I thought that.
Yeah. I was living there.
What were you, about 20 then?
Oh, dang, man. That was unnecessary. I like when we make fun of other people.
Oh, okay.
Like the hockey guy from Fort Collins. And like,
it's Friday. Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Yeah, you're going to Vegas. Yeah. I respect it. Shots fired. I deserve it. I am getting a little bit old.
Sure.
And so it's just part of it, I guess. Yeah. No, I was actually like 4.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I was there or not. I think that was my first year there. So good for Clemson. What other games did they have yesterday? The Iowa State-Illinois game.
That was a great one, too.
What ended up being a really good one
there late? Illinois is a really, really good basketball team. That kid, Terrence Shannon, I believe it is. I mean, he could score. He's got to work on the jump shot a little bit, but his ability to get to the rim and create a shot for himself, I wish he'd be better at shooting it if you're an Illini fan, but that dude's a real deal.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good team, and they've been a good team, and they've just underachieved, it seems like, in the tournament, and now they're taking that next step. So, they got some bigs, they got some good guards, and they got an elite player in Shannon, Shannon Jr., I think.
Yeah, Terrence Shannon Jr.
And so that was then UConn. UConn just,
dude,
hey.
They're beating teams by 28.6 points a game.
They're not playing around.
No.
It's almost like UNLV in the heyday, with those guys we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my gosh, like they're on a whole nother level. And, San Diego State's not, not any chumps over there. I mean, they're
in the title game.
Well, last year, right? They got a good, solid team, and it was 8-9 point game at halftime. The next thing you know, UConn. I mean, they are just wow. It's impressive. So, but I'll say this about UConn, and they won it last year, so they're playing with house money a little bit, right? You know, you don't have the pressure of like maybe not winning one in a while. But when you start blowing teams out like that and run away with games. Okay, it's easy, it's fun. Guess what? You know, it's just like, it's like when I play, Bearcat Gym and golf, and it's pretty much over after the 14th
sure.
hole.
Yeah.
Like, and then I shoot even par in the last 3 or 4 holes. Like, okay, well, who cares?
Yeah, it's in the bag.
Right. But you're out there shooting threes, everyone's having fun, you're making shots, and like everything's going your way. But what happens when it gets close? Have a team, keep it close late. Now you'd start tightening up, and it's like, oh, we haven't been in this moment in a while.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't been here. And so can you make the plays then? And I think that's what it's going to take. A team is going to have to put a little pressure on them.
Okay, I like that.
Right, to see how they handle it. Now, they might be fine.
Yeah.
You know, saw them last year. They handled it well last year. But, you know, once they get going, man, they're hard to deal with. So, but you could see a situation where a team keeps it close there in the last 4 or 5 minutes to go and see if UConn can make the same plays that they make when they're up 20.
That's good. That's really good. And then shout out to Miss Hurley, who I'm sure stayed up all night washing Red Dragon underwear to get ready for Saturday's matchup.
Dude, if they keep winning by 30, I apologize
to
Hurley for, making fun of him about his 8 M&Ms and his Red Dragon underwear that he's got to, they got to go find a washing machine and do all the same suits and so that, right? I mean,
yeah,
I guess if I was a coach and I'm winning and we're dominating, might do the same thing.
Yeah. And then I have this bet. I'm gonna make the offer. We'll come back and react and get folks set for this big, big Nuggets game tonight.
Okay, at least let me have some time to think about it.
If you decline this offer, I got some more up the sleeve here for you later on.
Dude, you're in hustle mode. You're about to go to Vegas.
I'm practicing. Okay. Yeah.
What is your hustle?
A future pizza bet here.
Okay.
UConn or the field?
Oh.
You pick one, I'll take the other.
Oh.
And the loser has to buy pizza for the crew.
Yes, I'm in. Like that. That's a good one.
You like
that's
that?
A good
one.
Yeah, you just let me, but you're putting the ball in my court.
I am.
I like that.
Sunk's going to make his decision coming up next.